Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fly with us is a legend. His Fearless Forecast is presented each week by Independence Blue Cross. Live Fearless, the legendary Dick Vermeil is with us. Hi, Dick.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, Dick, I got to tell you, it's always a more fun week with the Eagles win. You know that. Give me your take on the game. What did you think? Was that a bad loss? How did you interpret that loss on Sunday?
Well, I think you've got to look at it from a positive standpoint. I think they played one of the very, very good football teams in the league, maybe one of the top three teams in the league, very well. And they put themselves in a position they could have won. So when you don't, it's almost more disappointing than when you get blown out. Mm. You think of the few things, you isolate things that maybe you should have done, you could have won. Obviously, right now, the big topic is, did they run the ball enough? Probably right. Not. They probably won't approach a game that way again, but sometimes those things kind of happen, and you don't plan on doing it, but all of a sudden, you as a coach, and hey, I've done it myself many times, you lose a little edge on the running game, confidence-wise, early, and you have such confidence in your quarterback's progress that you dump a little more on him. I know this. When you lose with that run-pass ratio, they blame the loss on the fact that you didn't run the ball. You know, Angelo, to add a little insight into that, I won a Super Bowl in 1999, Super Bowl 34. We ran the ball 14 times.
Oh, my God, really?
A few years later, almost the same team went and lost the Super Bowl. They ran the ball 15 times, and everyone says the reason that they lost is they ran the ball 15 times. If they'd have run it like Vermeil did when he was coaching, they'd have won. But they don't go back and look at the numbers, find out, hey, we did what we thought we had to do to win at that time, and we were fortunate that we won the game. You know, that's just how it goes.
When you're coaching on a sideline, are you even aware of the run-pass ratio at all?
You know, you might remember this in Philadelphia. I had Chuck Bednarik stand beside me.
Oh.
And one way to control his emotion in passion to win was to give him an assignment. So I had him write down every run and pass I called in two lines. And he would hand it to me and look, and I'd see a row of runs and a row of passes. And when they sort of started getting totally out of bounds, it sort of checked me. And if I felt I could change, I would. That was my alert.
Wow, that is a great story.
But it helped.
That's a great story. Chuck Bednarik was there with you. Dick, the other thing that we've really been talking a lot about is the flaws in the offensive line, and especially in the play of Isaac Seumalo, who's a second-year guy, who's really his primary position is center, but they're using him at left guard. He gave up four sacks, and one of the things we're wondering is, why wasn't he taken out of the game at some point when it was clear he wasn't being effective? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, that's coaches.
Yep.
Offensive line coach, having confidence in him and wanting to get the job done, and sometimes losing track of the fact what's happening during the game. Normally, you would take him out. I think on a normal situation, you would take him out. And if it doesn't happen, then the next time you get close, you're more conscious of it, and you'll get him out of there. Sometimes kids like that young, and he's going to be a good player from what everybody says, they get frustrated, and they start battling, and they move away from their basic fundamental techniques they've been coached to handle different problems. And they get fighting it, and then they become a worse pass protector rather than a better pass protector. The other thing you can do is many times you can use some protections, a type of protection that will help a guy in trouble. Sometimes you go into a game plan, think of how you're going to slide protections in a way that might help that guy. And, of course, the defense is getting paid. Many times they don't allow that. If they cover all three of you up, you can't help anybody. I see that they're going to start somebody else in there, Warmack, this week, and give the kid a break. And, you know, the other problem I see with young offensive linemen, the only time nowadays they really get the better at the tempo that the game's played is game day.
Yep.
And the practice sessions aren't like they used to be. And kids got worked at a different tempo more consistently in the older days, my era, and they can improve their fundamentals. And they're evaluated at game tempo more often on the practice field then and they are now. So all of a sudden you get into a game, and holy mackerel, he isn't blocking a guy at 100% tempo like he was at a 90% tempo on the practice field. And it hurts him. It really hurts offensive linemen more than anybody playing. It helps defensive linemen.
Great insight, Dick. Dick, I'm struggling with something here, and you're a coach. You might be able to help me with this. Monday, it didn't sound like the Eagles were making a change at left guard. And Tuesday, with Frank Reich talked, it didn't look like they were making a change. In fact, they gave me all the reasons why they were sticking with the kid. And then Wednesday, they made the change. I'm just wondering what the process is. Do you keep looking at the film and then second-guess yourself? Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, what you do, you go through all the video. And then you're game planning, and you start looking at the matchups of the opponent that he's going to be playing on. And pretty quick, you think, well, maybe we better not put Isaac in against this guy on a consistent basis. Maybe let him play some. But the guy that is going to be blocking most of the time with a starter defensive lineman from the Giants being in there is going to be every bit as big a problem as he had last week. So let's go with another guy. And many times that is determined by the game plan and the opponent that he's going to be matched up against.
Do you ever get any input from the front office on something like that?
You know, I didn't, right. But I know it does happen. But I don't think it happens here. I do know it does happen. I've had other coaches tell me that they had to play to start this guy because we drafted him first and not ready to play yet, but our owner's got a ton of money on him, and he says play him. And I know that does happen. It doesn't happen here.
How would you handle that, Dick, if they did that with you?
Poorly.
Great answer. Dick, when we're looking at this game against the Giants, one thing keeps coming up, and it's the desperation factor by the Giants, who've had two awful games and really don't want to go 0-3. How big a factor would that be in your eyes going into this game?
Oh, I think it's a big factor. Yeah, especially in New York, especially expectations. Teams are given credit for being better than they are in New York earlier. Right. Than any place else in the country, I think. You know, they had offensive line problems last year, and they did not address them. Thank you, New York Giants. They did not address their problems, okay?
Right.
I know that. I know I have insight there. And in thinking that, well, yeah, they'll get better. But no drastic moves were made in the draft or the offseason and free agency to help a situation that was not good last year. They deserve to have a bad offensive line this year.
Well, I'm happy to hear that anyway. The one other thing I want to ask you about is Carson Wentz had a strange game. He had a great – the middle of the game, he played really well, Dick, but he's turning the ball over. He's getting balls deflected. What would you do to help that kid at this point in his development?
Well, again, make sure he's stepping up in the pocket and make sure the offensive line protection is firm enough. Personally, throughout the league, I believe – most offensive linemen are giving too much ground initially in pass protection technique. And they're letting defensive linemen get a little more momentum before they take them on. I fight with offensive line coaches all the time on that in discussions. I just think offensive linemen ought to start the fight closer to the line of scrimmage than they do. And I know this, you put two boxers in a ring, and you get a bigger ring, you give the better boxer more room to move around. If you put him a little tight ring, at least you can start the fight early and stay in front of him. And I think that's a problem. I don't know if that's a problem here, but I see that throughout the league as I watch offensive linemen pass protect. But the quarterback's got to feel comfortable of moving forward in the pocket. And when the defensive ends are in each year all the time, there's going to be some deflections. And if the offensive guards are not setting firm enough, they're going to allow these big guys. Now, they're all 6'4", 300 and something pounds. They're happy they don't have to rush any further. They just jump and get their hands up and get the ball deflected. And many times that goes in streaks. I used to say that you'll see that'll happen to you two or three games in a row. Then it won't happen to you for 12 games. You know, and let's hope that streak is behind them.
Dick, what I'm hearing today, I wish you were still coach. I really do.
Well, I wish I was young enough to do it.
Well, I wish you were too. I know a team that could use you right now. Dick, let's get to the prediction because I'm dying to know. This is when a lot of people are going the other way with the Giants. Dick Vermeil's fearless forecast. What do you think's going to happen Sunday, Dick?
I feel strongly that the Eagles will beat them.
Great.
I really do. I feel strong. The matchup is good. The Giant offensive line is struggling, okay? Our strength is our defensive line. Right. We have a very fine defensive line. And they can take over a ball game versus an offensive line this if they play like they're capable of playing. And you know they're going to play their hearts out in the home opener.
You would think.
And they've got a lot of pride. Our defensive football team, I think, is very good. Even irrespective of the injuries we've had in the secondary, right. I think we can play. And when an offensive line coming in is not a real good one, I believe they can take over the game. And I think our offense is good enough to do what they have to do to win, even though the Giants' defense is pretty good.
All right, Dick, you realize you're having a perfect season so far, right? You did pick the Chiefs last week, and you did pick the Eagles. You may go 16-0 yourself this year, Dick.
Never. Never have, never will.
Dick, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Dick.
Take care. Thank you.
Dick Vermeil. Does he not always give amazing?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.